Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're grateful for this particular day, thanking God for this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Very glad that the Lord has awakened us with our right minds, use of our limbs. We're able to go and do all that we need to do. Today is the 17th day of October 2020, and we need to know that the Lord is in this place and he's in us now. He is the one who gives us peace, joy, contentment. He's the one who is always there for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. I'm thankful for everyone who has joined us this morning, those who will come later, those who have been here down through the years, and those who will come just in the future of time. We know that God is so good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. Without him, we are nothing. Without him, we are like a ship without a sail. But because of him, we have all things. All things are perfect in him. So we thank the Lord this morning for just loving us enough to allow us to be here today. So this morning, we are going to get started in our prayer. We thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Jesus, we bless your name, God. God, you're so good. You're wonderful, God. You're everything, Lord. And all that we need is in you, Lord. It's in you we live, move, and have our being. And without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We're grateful, Lord, that you're the big God who sees all things, know all things, and all power is in your hands, and the world is ruled at your command. And as my mom used to say, you rule and you super rule. And we trust you, Lord. We are trusting you, Lord, to just be there for us, be here for each and every person who wants to call on you. If we call on you, Lord, we know that you hear and you answer our prayers, oh God. Even before we call, Lord, we know that you know what we need. So we are grateful for that today, oh Father. My God, we thank you today because you are the one who sent Jesus Christ to the earth, and Jesus came. He was obedient, Lord. So, Lord, help us to be obedient as Jesus was. He came, gave us life. Yes, he did, so that we could have life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Jesus, for just dying on the cross. And even before you got up on the cross, you went up the hill, Golgotha. You endured all the pain, the shame, the hurt on your back, the stripes that you bore so that we could be healed. So we thank you for healing this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we realize that healing is the children's bread. It is something that we can trust you to do, oh God, no matter what, Lord, no matter how bad we may feel at a particular time. We know that you are still there for us, and you are the healer. Hallelujah, my God. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So we thank you for that, Jesus, and how you did go to the cross. And yes, and you hung up there, and they beat you, and they spat on you while you were on the cross, Lord, and they pierced you in the side. Oh, my God, just to think of all that Jesus endured so that we could have freedom in the spirit, oh, God. We're grateful for our freedom today, oh, God. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So we have the liberty to do what we need to do, oh God. We have the liberty to praise you, God. We have the liberty to dance and shout, oh God. And we're going to shout before the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. Sometimes we feel like we want to dance like David, dance out of his clothes, oh God, because you're so good. You're so great and you're so wonderful, God. So we thank you, Lord, today for just being our God and being our keeper, being our way maker, Lord, being all that we need. And Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the meek and humble lamb, the lamb that was slain. Yes, the Prince of Peace. Yes, we always want to put that out there, continue to put peace into the atmosphere, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, Lord. We thank you that you keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name, God. Oh, how we love you, Lord. Oh, how we praise you, God. Oh, how we bless you this morning, oh God, in the beauty of holiness and in the spirit of righteousness, oh God. My God, my God. Great and wonderful God, we just praise you this morning. We know that we're in the month of Thanksgiving, but Lord, each and every day we want to give you thanks, Lord, because we know that you are worthy, and we're thankful for the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, I say, have your way in this place. My God, we know it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So spirit, my God, spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, lead us, guide us, teach us, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. He said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Lord, teach us how to wait on thee, oh God. My Lord Jesus, we, Lord, need to be patient sometimes. Sometimes we're running so fast or we're doing so many things, oh God. We're not waiting on you, God. We're not waiting to see what you will do, oh God. So we are thanking you, God, for letting us have a spirit of patience, oh God, to wait on you, God. Hallelujah. My God, on Christ the solid rock, we will stand because all other ground is sinking sand. My God, we just pray for people around the world. There are so many people, oh God, who do not know you in the pardon of their sins. And so, Lord, we just want to pray for the spirit of salvation this morning. We pray for our family members. In fact, I want everyone to come in. We're going to pray for families today. Pray for salvation. Let's just pray that God will draw more people into the kingdom. There are so many people stumbling around in darkness. Many have turned away from the Lord, and we just pray that people will return to the fold before it's forever lasting too late. Call out your family members.
Yes, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Save, heal, deliver, set free, oh Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you for salvation and delivery, Lord God. Bless each and every member of the family, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Save the unsaved, oh Lord God. Those that are on the rooftop, Lord God. Abandoned buildings, oh Lord God. Those that have lost their way, God. God, we ask that you would save right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You can save, oh Lord God. So God, we bless your name this morning, oh Lord God. We thank you for your saving power, your deliverance power. God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That name that's above every name, oh Lord God. The sound of Jesus, God. Every knee is bowed, oh Lord God. Every tongue is confessing, oh Lord God. You are Lord, oh Lord God. So
yes,
we thank
God.
You, God, and we praise you, Lord.
Father, we come
in the name
of the
Lord Jesus,
Lord
God.
God.
Save, heal, deliver, God. Set free,
Lord
God. God.
Yes,
for your glory, for your honor, Lord God.
Praise
the name of Lord God. Bless you,
Lord
God. Praise your name, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for saving, Lord God.
We're
standing
on the
teenagers, the young adults, oh Lord God. Those that have lost their way, oh Lord God. Those that are suffering, oh Lord God. The illnesses, oh Lord God. Those that have accused and lost them, oh Lord God.
The
name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
Thank you, Lord
God.
God,
in the name
of
Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we thank you.
Lord
God, we bless your name today, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
My grandchildren,
that are suffering, oh Lord God, from drug addictions, oh Lord, control substance, alcohol, oh Lord God, that are fornicators and adulterers, oh Lord God, those that cannot govern themselves properly, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for salvation and deliverance, oh Lord God, from many families today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of God, we breathe, oh Lord God, and
call upon you,
God, my Father, we praise you, God. In the name of that name that's above every name, oh Lord God. Oh Lord God, by your spirit, oh Lord God, that you're moving, oh Lord God. By your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God.
So we thank you.
That's above every name, God. So we bless your name, God, and we praise your name, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we move, we breathe, we have our being, oh Lord God. So God, we thank you this morning, oh Lord God, for saving, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your deliverance power right now, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, you alone are worthy, God, of the honor, the glory, the praise, oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. Thank you for your saving power, Lord God. Your omniscient, Lord God. Your omniscient, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Now in the name
we know that you're turning hearts
and minds towards you.
That's
you,
God. How much
we
love us.
You, God.
You love
Holy
everybody,
Lord God.
And we thank
your
you for
Holy
your
Spirit,
love.
Oh Lord God.
We
filling
thank
people,
you
Lord God. Saving and filling, oh Lord God. Saving and deliverance, oh Lord God. Saving and changing lives, oh Lord God. God, we pray for salvation, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this touching, oh Lord God. Saving marriages, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
marriages, oh Lord God.
We
thank you, God. We praise your name, Lord God.
Lift
up your hand, Lord, in the magnificent place, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. There are many expressions of your love, Lord God. We call you holy, Lord God. Holy and righteous are you, Lord God. Thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Realizing, Father, that there is none greater, Lord God. There is none greater than you, Lord, by your name, Lord God. And we praise you, God. It's in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we
thank you for
hearing
us.
And we have
in the
our
hearts and
God,
the minds of
the people. Name that's above every name, God. Sound of peace, Lord God. Every knee is bowed, Lord God. Every tongue is confessing, Lord God. That you are Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. That you have risen from the dead. You are Lord. Hallelujah, God. Every knee is bowed, God. Every tongue is confessing, Lord God. In the earth, above the earth, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Father, and we praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, sir. So God, we praise you, God.
You,
Lord God. That name that is above every name, Baba God, your spirit, Lord God. Eyes have not seen, oh Lord God. Ears have not heard, Lord. That's where we come to, Lord God. But you have prepared for us that love you, oh Lord God. Where we come on this Tuesday morning, Lord God, and just our power praise, oh Lord God. Just to pray to you, just to talk to you, Father. Just to worship you, Lord God. Because you are God. Hallelujah, Lord God.
Lord.
Glory God. Do what you deserve, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Moving up and down the line, Lord God. Save your own, save God. Touch families that are bereaved, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. You're just doing so much today, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. How we love you, God. Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus,
magnify, O Lord God. We exalt your name, O Lord God. And we bless your name today, God. It's in the name
God.
That name is above every name, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. Your name, God. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, God. That name is above every name, God. That name is above every name, O Lord God. Give you the praise, the honor, the glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, God. And we praise you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. By your spirit, God, for moving, Lord. By your power, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Your will, see your way, God. Say yes all day, Father. Say yes all day, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, sir. Yes, God. Hallelujah, yes, God. Yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord,
in the name of
Jesus, yes, Lord God, there are many gods, oh, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord, God.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes.
They don't see it.
Hallelujah. Let it be done. Let it be manifest. manifested in the name of Jesus, oh Lord our God. Oh God, that we see you, oh Lord our God, when we look at one another, oh God. We see Jesus, oh Lord God. We don't see ourselves, oh Lord our God. We see you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are our hope eternal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Eternity to you alone, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord our God, I hope that ages past our hope for years to come, Lord our God. In the name of Jesus, Jesus in this world, oh Lord our God. The hope of glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we need your provision of the healing that you gave us, oh Lord our God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, oh God, for giving all of our iniquities, oh Lord our God. We healing all of our diseases, oh Lord our God. Nothing confounds you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you know we're all together. In the name of Jesus, oh God, what kind of evils and wickedness and things, oh God, are not hidden from you, oh Lord our God. Oh Lord our God, we ask you to set ambushments against the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You set the ambushments, oh Lord our God. You cause them to bring peril on themselves, oh Lord our God, to destroy their own house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be slippery and wet, and they can't get up and can't get out, oh Lord our God. Let them fall on their own sword, oh Lord our God. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we take the sword of the Spirit, oh God, and we do what you said, oh God. We pray, we intercede, we speak, we ask, we knock, oh Lord our God, and we pray without ceasing, oh Lord God, because we have faith, oh God. You gave us the gift of faith by the Holy Spirit, oh Lord our God. Oh Lord, you quicken us, oh Lord our God, morning by morning, oh God, the new mercies that we see, oh God. Quicken us again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, revive us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Revive us again, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to forget, oh God, and be faulty and falling behind in any good thing, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, holy is the Lord our God. Holy, 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 holy are the Lord's souls, our care, our shadow. Holy, oh God. Holy, oh God, oh God, I thank you for your revealed word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that every eye shall see it, oh Lord, our God, when that sky opens, oh God, that eastern sky, oh God, in Jerusalem, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because the veil has been rent from the top to the bottom, oh Lord, our God, that we can boldly come into the presence of the Almighty God, for the King is in the field, oh Lord, our God, in the name of Jesus. We can come with our requests and our needs, oh Lord our God. Let me know that we have the supplication that we require, oh Lord our God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you have given us everything that we need for life of godliness. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Because he is worthy. Yes, he is worthy. Praise
glory,
the
glory,
Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Let's
give
him glory. Let's
praise
him. Let's give him glory. Let's give him glory. Let's give him glory.
Oh, God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord our God. Thank you, Lord our God.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord our God. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord our God. We thank you, O Lord our God, that our warfare is accomplished in prayer and praise and intercession and giving of thanks, O God. And all that is warfare, Lord our God. Word, your word, O God. Living God is warfare, O Lord our God. And so we go up into high places, O Lord our God. And we bring them down, O Lord our God. In the name of Jesus, we go to these high places for the world. We bring them away. We bring them down, O Lord our God. O Lord our God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, $1 million.
We receive it, Lord. Waiting on you. Thank you for
The direction, when we're following the light, we are going in the right direction. So we thank the Lord that he is the light. He is our hope. When we see the light, we know there's a hope in the Lord. And so we just want to follow him, follow his direction, follow his prodding, follow the word that he shares with us. His word is the Bible. And he is our salvation because we are safe in him. We shall not be afraid of anything because we are safe in the Lord. He's the one who saves us. He's the one who keeps us. He is the strength of our life. Hallelujah. We just bless the Lord today because he is our strength. He's the one who takes care of us, and we will not be afraid of anything or anybody. He's the one who exposes even the devil. Hallelujah, Jesus. But he keeps us from being destroyed, even as I thank God that he is the one who protected me on this weekend. And as our sister, I believe it was Lucinda or somebody, maybe Grace, somebody was saying, shared the same, I couldn't remember the name, but somebody shared the same type of situation that I had where somebody ran the light. So the Lord is our protector, our salvation. He is our Savior. So we are thanking God today for that. We know that with him we can just be at peace. We don't have to worry about things. We know that even like here in verse number 2, it says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell because God is right there. Yes, he is, and he's our protector. And he also has angels available for us to protect us from the enemy. We know that without him, we are not going to be able to do anything. But because of him, we are not going to be fearful. We are not going to be afraid of anything. He is omnipotent, and he is our guard, and he causes us not to fear. If we know that he knows everything, we should not be fearful. Even we won't be fearful of what's going on across the land. We would not be fearful of even being sick or sickened by things that happen. We can trust the Lord to protect us, and we know that we have to be prayerful, careful, and we continue to watch as well as pray. That's important. We cannot just run into situations that we know are dangerous and tempt the Lord. We know that God can, just as he protected the Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace. He said they told the king before they went in, if he doesn't, we know that he can, that we are believing that he will. But if he doesn't, and so the Lord did protect them from the fiery flame, and so they were not afraid. And because he's always there, we're going to be just at peace. We want to be at peace because God is our light, because he is our salvation. He is our strength. He's the one who strengthens even our hearts. When the enemy comes in, he will get rid of the enemy. The enemy will be routed. The enemy will be destroyed. And sometimes we, as I have been praying lately, that he would cage the enemies and put them in a place where they cannot get to us. So even when David, he had enemies that were there trying to destroy him, but we believe we know that God protected David from his enemies, and he protected many of the apostles of old and many of the prophets of old from their enemies. And even when they went to battle many times, God was right there and protected them from those enemies because God was on their side. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And I always want to say, I really don't care, because I know that the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. So we are thanking God today that we would not be fearful and we would not be unbelieving. We will continue to trust in the Lord each and every day of our lives, because we know that God is faithful to his word and that he will not leave us out there by ourselves. So we're going to continue to believe that he is doing the work for us. And so verse number 3 says, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. So even when there may be quite a few demonic spirits that may be trying to attack us, you know, there are times when it seems like all kinds of things are coming against us. Sometimes your health may be failing, your children may be acting up, your finances may be a little shaky. But if we are trusting in the Lord, we don't have to worry. You know, the enemy would throw his darts at us, but we are going to keep on the whole armor of God. When you have on the whole armor of God, you can come against every trick and scheme, every wile of the devil. And so we will keep the whole armor of God on, and knowing that even though the enemy may try to come in, he will not be able to penetrate the armor, the whole armor of God, which is Jesus Christ himself. And so we're trusting in the Lord because he's the one to protect us, and he allows us to go through life with peace and love and joy and contentment because we know him. It's like when you know somebody and you know that they can help you, you go to that person in the time of need and you ask them for help. But we know that we can go to the Lord in the time of need. When the enemy is coming in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him and destroy the works of the devil. Verse number 5 says, "For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock." And that is so wonderful to know that he will hide us in his pavilion. When you're in his pavilion, you're in a safe place. You think of a pavilion that it has walls around it. You go inside and nobody can get to you. So we're staying in the midst of God in his pavilion, in the midst of who he is, and we are trusting him. And you thank the Lord, and you make a declaration that you're covered by the blood of Jesus, and the enemy cannot penetrate that blood, that cleansing, atoning, that protective blood of Jesus Christ. So you can speak and into the atmosphere that you're covered by the blood of Jesus, that you have those angels around you, that you are not afraid even when the enemy comes in, for there are troubling times. We're in troubling times right now. I mean, all across the land, all around the world, there is trouble everywhere. Not only are we dealing with this COVID-19, but we're dealing with the chaos in the White House and chaos in governmental positions, and we have people fighting against each other. We have people getting shot dead. There's trouble in our neighborhoods because people are running through the neighborhoods and shooting up innocent people. There's trouble because people just have evil hearts and spirits. But because we know God, we know that we have the ability to just be at peace, you know. God is our peace. God has given us Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. So we trust in the Lord at all times, and we know that God will protect us in the time of trouble. We can run into the high tower. The righteous can run into the high tower where we run into it. We are safe. We're safe in him. Yes, we will just trust in him. He said he will set us up upon a rock, and a rock is a solid place. Jesus is the rock. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah. Shake it. Oh, my God, sometimes it's just like joy just receiving the word of God and understanding this word of God. When you grab a hold of it, your spirit man should just rejoice because God is so good in giving us all this word. You know, you go through the Bible and there's just so much that God has for us in the word of God to help us along the way, to help us to understand that he has done it for his prophets of old, and he's doing it right now. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Verse number 6, we're here in the book of Psalms, Psalm chapter 27. If you just joined us, we're in the book of Psalms chapter 27. At verse number 6, it says, "And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle a sacrifice of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Hallelujah. Just to think that when you have enemies, that he will lift you up above your enemies, that those enemies will be put to shame. The Bible tells us that Jesus exposed them openly, and that he is the highest of all principalities. Yes, he is, and because he's on our side, he will lift us up. My God, he will raise us up above our enemies, those enemies that may be encompassing you. He can pull you up above each and every one of them and let you know that he's right there. My God, just to think of that, to know that those enemies will be put to shame, those enemies will be put down. We know that God is so good, my God. Verse number 7 says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." We know that the Lord does that. How many of us know that the Lord answers us? He hears us when we call him. He hears us. He knows our voices because we call on him all the time. We know that God knows when we are coming. He knows even before we do come and ask him anything or say anything to him, that he knows who we are. And so we know that the Lord will hear our cry. My Lord, verse number 8 says, "When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." My God. And then verse number 9 says, "Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger, Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. We know that David, you know, he got into trouble various times of his life. He did some things. Although he was doing things, he was a murderer. He was a liar. He was an adulteress. He was a mighty man of God. The word says that he was a man after God's own heart. He always came back, and he asked the Lord to help him to get through that process, to be forgiven. And so, you know, there are times we may need to call on the Lord in our distress. We may, any time that we are in trouble, we can call on the Lord. Even if we're not in trouble, we want to call out his name. Just say his name. Just let him know, Jesus, we appreciate you. Abba, Baba, there are various names that we call our Lord by. My God, my God. I remember one time years ago when I was in Jacksonville, and we were having an all-night prayer, and I remember our Pastor Scholastica, she was calling on Baba, and at first I didn't know what Baba was, but when she kept calling on Baba, Baba, that was in her language. She was calling on the Lord. And so, you know, there are various ways that we can call on the Lord, and we are grateful that we can call him Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us, our healer, our deliverer. Oh, yes, he's our redeemer, and we just want to call on the Lord in the time of peace and in the time of trouble. But we know that whatever we call on him, he hears us. He would not turn away from us. He would not turn his back on us. We just want to continue to lift our voices up to the King and let him know we really appreciate him, because he is doing great things, because he is giving us peace of mind, because he is so good and he is so wonderful, and his mercies endure forever and ever. And so we're not going to be dismayed at any time. We're going to keep our eyes on him and not on the circumstances. We want to keep our eyes on him and keep our hearts and minds stayed on Jesus Christ, and he will keep us in perfect peace. And so we are grateful for what David is showing us here in these verses. Verse number 10 says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Hallelujah, Jesus. There are people who you think that you can depend on, and when the time comes, they're not going to be dependable, but the Lord is dependable. The word says here that when my father and my mother forsake me, my God, those are very close people to us. You know, we have very close relationships, we did when our parents were here. My parents are gone on to heaven, but, you know, when they were here, they were people who I could call on. In fact, when I was younger and I didn't really know the word, and I still don't know it the way they did, I could call them and ask them where a particular scripture was, or I would give them a piece of the scripture and they could tell me the whole thing. I could depend on them. But, you know, because they're not here, I have to learn this for myself. And so the word is telling us, even when these people, when they're not there for us, when our sisters and brothers who we normally can call on, there are times you may call me and I'm not available. I might call you, you're not available. You might be at work. You could be doing something else. I may not be able to get you at that particular time when I need to talk to you, but you could always call on the Lord. You can always go to the Lord because he's right there for you. He's there for each and every one of us. And so we're grateful for that today. Verse number 11 says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Verse 12 says, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies. For false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. We are grateful because even when people tell lies on us, I've had people, in fact, I had some people lie on me when I was a teenager, and I ended up going to jail because of something that I did not do. And so, you know, we know that there are people who will come and say false things to you, or say false things about you. They talk falsely against Jesus Christ. So don't be dismayed. We're going to just trust in the Lord, because he will bring us out all right, all right, all right. We will not become weak in our witness. We will not become weak in our faith. My God, even when people come and say false things against you, or they're talking against you, have faith in the Lord. Let that be a position for you to just look to the Lord even more so, to have more faith in the Lord in spite of what somebody may be saying. We will not become faint and lose heart. My God, my God. Verse number 13 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. My God, my God. So this is letting us know that David said he could have fainted, but he believed in the Lord because he knew that the Lord was going to bring him out. And so we have to be the same way. We want to trust in the Lord when people think that they're going to win over some bad things, win some things against us, even when we go to court and when we may go even to our supervisors. If you have a supervisor who has rule over you, sometimes those supervisors don't do the right thing, but you trust in the Lord. Many times I tell you, when I was working, I would call on my sisters, Scholastica, and my mom and dad when they were here. We would call and pray. Sister Marika, she was another one that we could pray with. And those are prayer parties that were there in that building where I worked. We would go and pray with each other, and we would not worry about what somebody may have been doing or saying. And even when that would happen, many times I would go into a meeting after we had prayed, and the whole flavor of the meeting was changed. The situation that we may have been facing, something negative, it just didn't even happen after we prayed and asked the Lord to go and go on our behalf and be our banner and do what needed to be done to change the hearts of the people. So you don't have to faint when things are going awry, when things may be looking like they're going to be negative towards you. You trust in the Lord. Have faith in the Lord because we know that the Lord is a good God. And the very last verse here is verse number 14. It says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And so there are times when we may be getting a little anxious about something. We may be just getting into a tizzy. We may be getting overwhelmed. But we have to wait on the Lord. And in your waiting, just be at peace, because God himself is the one who gives us peace. Oh, my God, just to think we can have peace because God is there for us. Just to know that it's like a little child when a baby gets into danger, just like my little grandson. I think about him a couple of weeks, maybe a month ago, when the two dogs were chasing him, and he started running towards his grandmother, his Meemaw. They call me Meemaw. He started running towards me because he knew, he felt in his heart that there was safety when he would be with me. But we want to feel the same way with God. There's safety in him. We're going to be of good courage, and the Lord will strengthen us as we wait on him, as we run to him. And there are times we need to just rest in his arms and know that he's working that thing out for you. Whatever it is that you need God to do, you just have to trust in him. Whatever it is that you need for him to do right now, why don't you just speak it out into the atmosphere and thank the Lord for what he is doing. Thank the Lord because he is healing you. Thank the Lord because he's bringing those finances into your hands. Thank the Lord because he is making a way out of no way. Thank the Lord because in advance he is healing your marriage, and that he is saving the family members who are not saved. As we prayed for salvation this morning, we know that God is bringing many people into the kingdom who have not been in the kingdom before. So we're trusting in the Lord. We are going to have peace of God even today. He's going to raise us up above our enemies. We are going to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of our lives. We're going to be right there with the Lord. We're going to trust in the Lord. My God. We just thank you, Lord, today for this word. I pray that those who are listening, and even myself, that we have received something that we can use for the rest of our lives to glorify our God, to let him know that we trust him. So, Lord God Almighty, hallelujah. My God, I pray that this word will be hidden in our hearts, oh God, that we will hear the word and not just hear it, but do your word, oh God. We will be doers of your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we will trust in you, God. We will not be faint, Lord. We will not be overwhelmed by the enemies, oh God. Hallelujah. Because when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord is lifting up a standard against them in the name of Jesus, Lord. When it seems like every part of my body may be in pain, Lord, I thank you that you heal this body, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I'm somebody this morning. Oh, my God, when darkness is all around, Lord, I thank you that you're the light, hallelujah, Jesus, the light of my salvation, hallelujah. Whom shall I fear, Lord? We will not fear anything or anybody, oh God, because your word is letting us know not to worry, oh God, not to be afraid, God, because you are there. Everything, oh God, that seems like it's overwhelming us today, God, we decree and declare that it is put away, Lord. We cast our cares upon you, God, because you do care for us, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. We shall wait on you, oh God. We will wait patiently upon you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Quiet our spirits this morning, oh God. Quiet our thoughts today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God. We thank you, Father. We bless you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank everyone for being here today. And I pray that you have an awesome day. I love each and every one of you. And I pray that you will continue to love yourself, love your family. And we know that the enemy is out there, but we decree and declare that every word that has been spoken negatively against us is being sent back to the sender. It will not prosper in our lives. We receive what the Lord says, and that's the report of the Lord that says that we are healed, we are delivered, we are set free, we have more than enough. We are above and not beneath in the name of Jesus. We are blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed as we come and as we go. Our storehouses are blessed. Hallelujah. All nations call us blessed as we obey and serve the Lord our God. We shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures. We're not going to be concerned. We're not going to be at odds with anybody, but we are trusting in the Lord today. We're not going to be anxious for anything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we make our request known to the Lord. So everybody have a great day. Stand strong in the Lord. Know that you on Christ, the solid rock we stand, because all of the ground is sinking sand. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled ARDLEY. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-T 10:22. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.